Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
All over Washington, D.C. are monuments, statues, carvings, and engravings designed to remind us of the past and admonish us as we chart a course to the future. One of my favorites is in the hallway of the U.S. Capitol near the chamber of the U.S. House of Representatives. It's a plaque above a door set there to remind members of Congress of their responsibilities, and it reads, "The greatest dangers to liberty lurk in insidious encroachment by men of zeal, well-meaning but without understanding." This applies to so much of what Congress is doing now. It seems as though they're ignoring basic constitutional principles to achieve goals that seem right to them, but in the end will weaken our freedoms. The Bible puts it this way, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death." A good example is the mandatory contraception coverage in President Obama's health care bill. The fact that it forces employers to cover certain types of contraception that in many cases act as abortifacients doesn't seem to matter to many lawmakers. The fact that it rides roughshod over religious liberties doesn't matter to them either. Case in point was the vote this week on an amendment proposed by Senator Roy Blunt that would have restored religious liberties for employers who don't want to be forced to pay for drugs that cause abortions. This seems like a reasonable accommodation, but not to Montana Senator John Tester. He voted no, and the amendment died on a vote of 51-48, setting up an even bigger battle of wills between the U.S. government and groups like the Catholic Church, who said they will not comply. We know that Senator Tester is a man of zeal and that this seemed right to him, but in the end, it will lead to death. Death of religious freedom, death of personal liberty, and in the end, the death of more innocent children through the use of drugs like Plan B and RU486. As sad as this vote was, it's just one of thousands of examples of well-meaning but ignorant decisions made by lawmakers across the U.S. every year. And, as sad as it was, it's even sadder that many of those who could make a difference are sitting on the sidelines. I'm talking about us, the members of the evangelical community. We sit back and pontificate and lament the direction of the country, but only 60% of us are registered to vote. Right now, as we speak, there are over 35 seats up for grabs in the Montana House of Representatives where pro-abortion candidates are running unopposed. We can't change the system if we're not involved, and the deadline for filing for office is fast approaching. There are still lots of seats open in Billings, Bozeman, Kalispell, Butte, and Missoula, where those opposed to religious freedom will claim the seats by default if we don't step forward. The filing deadline is March 12th, 1 week from Monday. If you're interested, we can help you get started. Please call our office at 628-1141. Remember, we the people are responsible for the character of our Congress, and if that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it's because we the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.